Batwai 2018. Batwai is one of the strangest wines for me in my winery. In 2015, the guy on the front label, he came to me, he's also a winemaker, he came to me with two bags of grapes. The one bag was Shiraz, which is now Little William, and in the other bag there was this Cabernet. And he said he buys Chardonnay from the very top of the mountain in the Witzenberg Pass. It looks like the moon up there, he told me. And there's two blocks of grapes, Shiraz and Cabernet, and he's not interested, do I want to buy the grapes? And it was like this last minute, I think I should, or whatever. It just felt right. So I committed to buy those grapes. 15 I made, the Shiraz, obviously, it turned out to be Little William, which is one of my favorite wines and coolest story in the cellar. And then the other one, the Cabernet, was strange because I thought the wine is going to be green. So a unripe Cabernet has got a almost like a green pepper harshness to it, herbaceousness to it, which is not positive. So and that's Cabernet when it's not ripe. So we thought we're going to get a Cabernet that's not ripe because it's very cold on the mountain and the grapes take a very long time to ripen. What we didn't realize at that stage is there's a lot of radiation on the mountain. So so that's sunlight, not temperature. So your temperature is low, so you've got a longer hanging time with the grapes on the vine. So the grapes stay on the vine for much longer than what the Stellenbosch grapes stay on the vine. It receives heaps of sunlight, so it ripens the tannins inside the grape. So when you pick the grapes on a fairly lower sugar, the grapes are completely ripe, and it doesn't get high sugars up there because it's so cold. So actually one of the most ideal places to farm with Cabernet Sauvignon. The vines are also doesn't grow a lot, so it's got very short loikies and small leaves, and but the grapes ripen fully. So the wine is full. It's huge, big bodied Cabernet. The 18 stayed in barrel for 2 years. Older French oak, so no new oak. When the grapes come into the winery, we work very softly with the grapes. We just destem and one punch down a day and let it ferment in open top plastic tanks, and then it goes to barrel. The future for Batwai changed now. It's 2020 now. We changed the whole sort of the mental thinking about Batwai. Because there's so much sunlight there and the grapes ripen more than what one thinks, it is an opportunity for us to try and make a very low alcohol Cabernet Sauvignon, something like 11%, that what the people did many years ago. So the new vintage 2020, we did an experiment of a very, very early picking for Batwai, and then also a normal one. So half the block as very early and the other one later. So it's going to be a very, very interesting journey for Batwai from here on. Oh, I almost forgot the name Batwai. When the guy came to me with those two bags of grapes, I thought, but why would someone plant Cabernet Sauvignon so high up the mountain? So now I know, and it's going to be a very interesting journey.